All right, Nikki B.
ready?
Okay.
It's the Hits 104.9 Off Air Podcast of Visalia.
Okay.
Dun, dun, dun. The What If Edition.
Okay, the What If Edition.
Second attempt.
All right. We tried this yesterday, and we weren't recording the whole time, and I went to hell. So yep. we're trying it again.
Yeah.
So what if, all right, you want to start?
I do.
All right.
I have a really good one.
All right, go for it.
What if you had to wear the same clothes to work every day? What would you wear and why?
What would I wear and why? All right, so I would probably wear blue jeans.
Classic.
Same shoes I'm wearing.
Let me see. What are you wearing?
Right here.
Ooh, those look comfy.
Yeah, they are comfy.
Yeah.
They're just
kinda, sneaker
they're
action, kind of.
They're Skechers.
Oh, Skechers. Ooh, Skechers are becoming, like, the new shoe, man.
I don't know.
They're super cool. I love a Skechers. I don't own a pair yet, but...
They're kind of comfy.
They're super comfy. Yeah. They look really comfy. That's what matters.
And just the same, I guess, kind of off-white.
Beige, neutral color.
Neutral color button-up shirt.
Very good for all seasons,
with rolled-up sleeves. And that's kind of my... Yeah, you're looking at it right here. Just kind of blue.
Yeah.
Off-white, yeah.
I'm kind of in the same boat and go jeans, T-shirt. Probably this exact T-shirt. Anthony found this for me at Costco.
Oh, nice.
Lucky brand. It's like cotton. Super soft.
I got these Skechers at Costco.
Costco's amazing.
I got like four pairs of them. I'm on my last pair finally. I've been on these like for 2 years.
Man, that's a good shoe right there.
Yeah.
Longevity.
Yeah, it's
important.
They were like $19 a piece.
Yeah, man.
I
love Costco.
Yeah,
we
got to
do a
out.
Costco episode. We got to get Chad in on
Costco. Oh, yeah. Went to Costco yesterday. Talking about going off the rails. I went to Costco yesterday. Toilet paper, paper towels, a big vat of mayo for Dana.
Of course.
Because she has to live off mayo. And gummy bears.
Ooh, excellent.
There's like 65 packs in this little box of gummy bears. And I couldn't leave without a hot dog and a drink.
Yeah. You definitely can't.
Yeah.
How much?
$108.
That's not bad at all. All that stuff. Well... Costco is like single-handedly preventing a recession right now.
Exactly.
But their prices are not skyrocketing, and those hot dogs are still, a dollar?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've never went up. Never went up. And you get a soda with it, too. So.
Yeah. It's
but
great. Love Costco.
It amazed me that I went in at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and there were 6 million people there.
You know, it's... The working hours are not as structured anymore. Since COVID, man, work from home... What does that even mean?
There was a guy standing out front with an 85-inch TV.
Why not? At 2 p.m. on a Wednesday or Tuesday?
2 o'clock on a Wednesday.
Yep. Why not?
I did not understand.
Yeah. I would, if I had to get a new TV, I would legitimately call out of work and make it a whole thing. Like, go in the middle of the day, nice and easy, spend the rest of the day mounting it, setting it up, you know? Like, it's a process.
They had the mount, and I think he was waiting for a truck, and... He waited from the time I went in. I tried to run and get what I needed to get and get out, but it still took like, you know, a half hour, 45 minutes.
Yep.
I had to go through the line and all that stuff. They were just loading it up. So that must have been like a sporadic buy for them, because he must have like went in the car and like, oh, hey, look, an 85-inch TV is on sale for $2,500.
Yep.
Let's buy it. And then let's just wait out in front for you to go home and get the truck and bring it back.
Man.
It just like took forever.
The shocking part of that story is being able to spend that kind of cash, spur of the moment. If you had $5,000 right now was the first thing you buy?
Had to have been 25 or 3 grand for 85.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my
huge.
Gosh. Yeah. At Costco, too. That's a Costco price right there. They're normally much
bucks,
more expensive.
$100 in coming back to you in the box.
Rewards. Oh, yeah.
So what if you had $5,000? Go.
Dude, come on. I'm getting married. I'm putting my deposit down on my wedding venue. It's so expensive. That's what I'm doing. What are you doing? Five grand.
I'm either two things. I'm either one, paying on a bill, or two, take me to Guitar Center and I'll spend that in about 5 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man. It's it's like a toy store for DJs.
It is a toy store. It is. Seriously.
Gotta love Guitar Center. The Visalia one has a lot of stuff.
They do. I haven't been in there in a while. Last time I was in there, they didn't have a ton of stuff, but I talked to a buddy of mine. He's like, dude, they got more stuff in there. You got to go in there.
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay, I got to stop by on the way home.
Yeah, they do all kinds of stuff. It's great. Love them.
What if somebody, I mentioned this before we started, what if someone followed you around and narrated your life?
Oh, man.
Who would you want it to be?
Morgan Freeman.
Morgan.
Of course. Why would you want anybody else narrating your life? Morgan Freeman. But, like, you know the intro he did for that B.O.B. song with, I think Nicki Minaj was on it, too?
And he did that.
That's what I would want. Music, yeah. Yeah.
I want Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah. Has she even done a narration?
No.
You're just like, Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah,
she's
I just want Jennifer Aniston just to narrate.
Why not?
She's funny. She's funny.
Yeah.
I want things to be funny.
Yeah. So would you change what you do? Like, do you think the narration would impact you? Like, would you want to do more cool things?
If I know it's happening?
Yeah.
Yeah. If someone's following me around and I know it's happening, yeah, I'm going to do stupid stuff.
Oh, yeah. I want to hear Jennifer Aniston say orangutan, so I'm going to the zoo and looking at the orangutans. Yeah.
Randy flips up the orangutan into the air and
catches him. Yeah. Yep.
Whoops, he missed him this time.
That's a good way
Sorry,
to go
Sorry, Mr.
About
orangutan.
It.
I did not know. What if the floor was lava?
Oh, man.
How would you get from place to place?
Okay. Is the floor lava only for me? I feel like that's important. Because if it's not, we have lava shoes.
Mm.
But if it is only for me.
Only for you.
Okay. Then I am going to stay in bed for the rest of my life. Easy solve, right? It's a perfect excuse. Stay at home, fiance. You know, oh no, Anthony, sorry, I can't work anymore. The floor is lava.
The floor is lava.
Bring me food. Yeah, bring me food. And yeah, that's my solve. What about you? What are you doing?
Nikki B, we got to get you some help.
And I'm like, no, it's okay. Don't stress the scientists out. I'm fine like this. Because that is secretly my dream life. Is just total dependence on Anthony.
I would find some way to put something between me and the lava. You'd have to have
multiples though, right?
Well, yeah, you'd have to take
one step and do another lead plate.
It would have to be like a big 2x4 or something. You'd have to have or a big metal plate or something in between you and the lava. But it would have to be metal plates, I guess.
I think so.
Withstanding the lava.
Yeah.
Or something you could throw out in front of you. But I'd be too tired one day, and I would just, like, burn my feet off or something.
You'd forget about it for a second? Yeah.
I would.
Yeah. That'd be tough. You know, that is, you'd have to walk pretty quick, though. You'd get your step count way up, you think.
Yeah.
Right?
You'd be like, well, yeah, with lava everywhere. With lava everywhere, yeah. And you could be the only one to see it.
Yeah.
And crazy. And Jennifer Aniston could be right there.
I know. And she's like, the floor was lava. Everybody looked at him like he was insane. How would you explain that to people?
There's no way. They'd be like, we need to get you some help. I'm like, no, it's okay. I'm all right.
I swear on my life, the floor is lava.
Don't mind me. There's just lava there. It'll all come out in therapy. No, there's no therapy here.
Can't go to therapy.
I've seen it happen. I've thrown a quarter out and it's not happening. It's burned up.
Yep, I'm staying here on my lead plate. All right, I got a good one.
Go.
What if you could time travel to any time period? Would you? Yes or no?
To any time period?
Yeah.
All right. This comes with questions, though. Comes with questions.
You stay there. I know your question. Is it temporary? Nope. You're staying there.
I'm staying there forever?
Yep. Well, until the rest of your natural life.
Oh, God. So I would time travel back and stay at that time period.
Or forward. Any time period, it says. You could go to the future and live out the rest of your life. Is the potential for a longer life in the future? These are all questions you've got to weigh.
Oh, this is
come
rough.
On. This is open ended.
Too many questions. I'm just staying where I'm at.
Yeah, I feel like I would do the same thing. It's just so up in the air, like
too much.
Too much. It's a lot, and if you have to stay there, but if it was temporary, like let's say a week, I'm going back to the 20s. I'm opening a bank account. No, I'd have to get a husband, I think, in the 20s. I don't think women could open bank accounts back then, maybe.
I don't think so.
I don't know. I'm going to, like, Wells Fargo, because I know they're an old bank. I'm opening up a savings account. I'm going to put, like, $500 in it, and then a week later, I'll come back and be a millionaire. All that interest? Yeah. Come on.
Like
that's great, right?
$50 million in there.
Yeah. That's my plan.
Yeah. Yeah. $500 million in there if you did it in the 20s.
Enough money to get married. That's all I care about.
and to buy 6 houses probably.
Yeah. I'm going to Italy.
Yeah. Yep. Holy guacamole.
Yep.
Oh, man. What if you, okay, if you could eliminate one word from existence, what would it be?
Moist. Yeah. Yep. I don't like that word. And it was like, when everybody started saying it jokingly, I didn't mind it.
Right.
And now it's just, I don't like it. There's other words you can use. Damp. Mm-hmm. That's the only one I can think of right now. Wet. I mean, full on wet. Just, you don't have to say moist. And it's become such a joke that I don't like it. Mm. What about you? What's your no-no word?
What word would I eliminate? I don't know what word I would eliminate.
What if I eliminated Randy? Oh, what would you do? Like, no more name. You changing your name? Or
I would have to change my name?
Well, you could come up with a hand signal, I suppose.
Yeah.
Like, be, another way.
Be like, yeah. I'd be like Prince and be a symbol. Yeah. I'd have to change my name to, like, Brian or something.
Would you choose Brian if you changed your name? You choose Brian?
First thing came to my head.
Wow.
I don't know why.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Roy.
Rick. Mm. Oh, Rick is pretty close to
something
Randy.
Something with an R, yeah. Probably.
Yeah, right. Roger. Royland.
I don't feel like a Roger.
Riddick. What else?
No.
Mm.
Keanu.
Ryan. No. Madonna. Yeah.
I don't know, man.
There's all kinds of
wow.
stuff.
Wow. So if we eliminated your name, what would you be?
Hmm.
Yeah, see? Yeah. Yeah. Right?
I feel like...
What's
oh,
the first
you know
one
what?
That comes
Casey.
To your head? First
Casey.
One that comes to your head.
Casey.
Casey?
Yeah, that's my grandpa's nickname for okay, me. Casey, yep. That's the one.
That's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've got a grandpa and cousin both named Thomas.
Oh, it's a strong name.
Thomas.
Thomas. Mr. Thomas. Sir Thomas. Thomas Shelby. Yep. Good
if
name.
If you had a genie in a bottle, what 3 wishes would you ask?
Oh! That's a good one. Number one, unlimited money. Number two, no more. The ability to transport myself and one person of my choosing to any location instantly.
Oh.
Number three, the ability to instantly learn every skill.
Wow.
That I want.
You have thought this through.
I have thought this through. And I have other options. So I was like cycling through my wishes. But I think those are A, the most cost effective, and B, give me the opportunity to live my best life as smoothly as possible.
Wow.
Yep.
You have thought this through.
Yeah. Wow. No stealing. What would you pick?
No stealing. That's not right. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Any time that I thought of the dollar amount that I wanted and I put my hand in my pocket, it was there.
That's a good one. That's the same as unlimited money, but different. See?
It is
creative.
Different.
Creative.
It is different.
Wow.
It is different.
Oh, and then you could even make money and be like, I bet you I have exactly $28.76 in my pocket. Mm-hmm. And they'd be like, no way, man, $5. And you'd be like, all right.
I bet you $5.
And then you tell them, say, hey, I'll bet you $20 I have whatever amount of money you're thinking in my pocket right now.
Oh.
And they'd be like, no way, man, $20,000 and $1. Be like, yeah, man, right here. You know? That's also a talent. All right, you got one down.
I wish I could fix things.
Ah.
Anything could be fixed.
Yeah.
I can't copy.
No copying. No. I know. I did some good ones, huh?
Yeah, you
covered
did.
All the bases.
You did cover all the bases because you thought this through.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't even know I was going to ask this either. That,
I've prayed for a genie every day since I was 6 years old.
I guess so.
Yeah.
And three would be... Well, you didn't say, so I could wish for more wishes.
Oh, yeah. I guess you could. Yeah. That's a good one. All right. If you could create a new law, what would you create?
A new law?
Yes.
That anyone could be mandatory drug tested at any time.
Ooh. Interesting. Okay. I feel like I would pick that you could petition any fine if you sang a song.
Oh, I love it.
That you would have to publicly humiliate yourself if you sang bad. In exchange, you wouldn't have to pay your speeding ticket.
Taking it back
Something like that.
Taking it back to the old days where in Town Square you publicly humiliated
It'd
where they would
like
throw water
on you
and stuff.
It'd be a weekly thing. Like, let's line up and see who's singing to get out of the $500 ticket today.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
I feel
I'm shuffling.
Exactly. That would bring like a real sense of community. You know, like it's something we all do as a town. And, you know, and then you have the people who really can't afford to pay the fine. They have a way out of it, but it's still entertaining. So
I love it.
That's my new law.
Well, there's a couple of what ifs. If you've got some good what ifs, throw them at us. Let us know.
Let us know on the Hits 104.9 Off Air Podcast.